This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's working out on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Parler the same way when Parler comes back. Now, you can check out our website at any time, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take a look at all the things we have over there. And we'd love to have you go over there and become a follower of the website, because you can join a growing number of American patriots who are looking to keep this country great by joining us over at our website. Just sign up for the little info that we put out there when we got something special going on, or we're doing a personal appearance somewhere, or maybe we got an event going of some sort, or we're publicizing something around the country for one of the groups that we are associated with. But it's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and I'll see you there. So joining us right now, our number one, is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a minute, so here we go. You ready?
Okay.
I do not believe Congress should be fighting lawlessness with more lawlessness. I'll explain. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and of conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, what I just read you happens to be Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which gives Congress the authority to impeach and remove officials. But note the actual words, folks, shall be removed upon impeachment and conviction. This includes the authority to remove a president. But ladies and gentlemen, and I've talked to a number of attorneys, and we're going to have one on in hour number four of the program, you cannot remove a president from an office if that president is no longer in office. It is just that simple. Now, like most Americans, I too was appalled by the violent rioting at the Capitol. I knew some of the people that were there, and they were peaceful. They weren't in there doing any of that. And I know the people that went up those steps that were at the front of the doors, pounded on the doors to get into the Congress, were not members of the Trump groups that were there. It was the Proud Boys. It was the Black Lives Matter. It was the Antifa. It was the Boogaloosa Boys, all mixed in together. And a lot of them were being paid to be there by adversarial people and groups to tear the joint up and make it look like Donald Trump was responsible. I know that. And so doesn't the government. Now, I also believe President Trump's speech was a little bit reckless, but then again, he should have apologized. And that would have ended it. But Congress cannot impeach, cannot convict, and then remove from office a private citizen. That is not part of what the impeachment process is. Bottom line, Congress should not fight lawlessness with more lawlessness. What do you think, Kyle?
I think you're absolutely right, Captain, and Congress certainly should not be establishing a bizarre new precedent. The vote, of course, just the other day about whether or not the trial was constitutional is a prime example.
That was ridiculous.
Exactly, because this does open the door for impeachments down the line. You can retroactively impeach people, this kind of thing. And so they really have let their hatred of Donald Trump run amok. And again, this, you know, they should not let up on the gas pedal, the DOJ, that is, of finding the people that did violence and mayhem and vandalism, I should say, at the Capitol building. Every single one of them should be thrown in jail. Absolutely. But what they're doing here is political theater in order to continue to go after Trump, the Republican Party, and try to paint everybody with the broad brush of a bunch of people, Captain, who didn't even vote. They pulled their voting records. This came out the other day. A lot of the people they're finding, they didn't even vote in the election.
That's right. Now, I've got some news for all gun owners here in Florida, and this may apply to other states around the country where this same sort of thing is going on. The church carry bill passed in the House Criminal Justice Committee. That is the bill that will allow people the constitutional right of churches and churchgoers to protect themselves and their families while inside a religious institution having a firearm on their person if they have a concealed carry permit to carry one. So that's a big deal here in Florida because that was being shunned by our current Department of Agriculture secretary who rescinded that back early on. So now we're back into this where it's called HB 259. House Bill 259 is a bill that's headed over to the House for the general vote to restore the private property rights of religious institutions where people that go to church have the same rights as wherever they go shopping or in any business or their private property. If you got a permit to carry, you can carry it in church. Makes sense to me. And Kyle, hang on. Folks, we're coming back. And then we're going to talk to you about a brand new anti-Trump third party that's forming. Wait till I tell you who's behind this one. It's actually happening. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. How about that? He's everywhere. Okay, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for 5 years, and it's part of my integrated health plan to keep myself from having the problems that I have with inflammation in my left ankle and foot. And I took some as I did, before the show started around midnight because my ankle started to swell up and hurt and this, that, and the other, and everything's fine, back to normal. But the thing about it is, what this product does, and it works for me, and it's worked for tens of thousands of other people. The ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it also goes straight to the source of the pain that you're having to lower or even eliminate all pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got. This product is 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response and supports a healing process, healthy joints, muscles too. And you can try it for 3 weeks, the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You get a packet, you try it for 3 weeks. If it works, you go right to automatic delivery and you don't need to worry about it anymore. If it doesn't work, then you just say, okay, I'm out $20. But here's the deal. They gave me a website. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the little video that's right there. You'll see everything that I just told you. You'll be able to participate in it and get any questions answered that you want, because there's a little, what do they call it, a little chat room in there where someone is there that can answer your questions for you. Not a robot, but a person, I might add. So go there, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 three-week quick start, and you'll find out why I talk about it, because it works for me, and I wouldn't be without it. I take it twice a day. Sometimes I have to take it three times. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, have you heard about the new anti-Trump party that's forming?
Yeah, I have heard about that. That's right. They're looking to try to present, I guess, what they call thoughtful conservatism or something like that. But it's definitely a breakaway of people who are trying to distance themselves from Donald Trump.
Well, they're trying to get the Republican Party to distance themselves from Donald Trump is their goal. Now, the person behind this was a Republican candidate for president that went nowhere in 2016, and he wound up running as an independent. Evan McMullen. Does that name ring a bell?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a CIA individual who ran in a third party in 2016 against Trump. And many Republicans in the conservative media gave him airtime. I did not. I wouldn't waste my time with a guy because I thought he was over the top. And they voted for him. Now, most now disavow they had anything to do with him. But this guy is one of the ringleaders here, co-hosting a Zoom call that got out and getting the group together to discuss a new party. Now, the people that are in this new party, this new third party trying to form this, are former officials in the Republican administrations of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, President Trump, and even some of Mitt Romney's people. There are some ex-Republican ambassadors and Republican strategists that are also involved in this. 120 people were on this Zoom call last Friday to discuss forming this breakaway group. And by the way, here's what they would do. The platform would be principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution and the rule of law, ideas that those involved say have been trashed by Trump. Really?
Well, it's hard to make the case that they've somehow been trashed by Trump, because
no.
Trump was always upholding the rule of law. He was always upholding law enforcement. He was always talking about the Constitution. This is, again, more of that quote-unquote anti-Trump sentiment or never-Trumper sort of sentiment. They'd be better suited, or anybody would be better suited, I think, to try to do reform within the Republican Party and make the Republican Party strong and able to win elections again.
And here's what you need to be careful of. Evan McMullen was the chief policy director for the House Republican Conference and ran as an independent in the 2016 presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he told Reuters that he co-hosted a Zoom call with former officials concerned about Trump's grip on the Republicans and the nativist turn the party has taken. Now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get money, and they're trying to con people. They're like a bunch of con artists that are trying to con more people out of their money, because they're talking about, well, you know, we stand with President Trump, and we feel it's time to have a more powerful Republican Party, or maybe we're going to have the new Republican Party, whatever they're going to do. They're going to try to Trump people. There's a term for you. They're going to try to Trump people by making it sound like they're Trump supporters, but they are not. So if you get the name Evan McMullen sent to you in an email or a text message or anything like that, deep six it. Give it a file 13.
Right, no, exactly. Well, but you know, Captain, we've been talking about for a while that the people out there, the voters, they are not just going to go back to a garden variety sort of candidate. I think if you had a dynamic candidate who could present the idea of conservatism, maybe even, you may even want to say Trumpism at this point, in the sense of the policies that President Trump did and had great success with, they would be very formidable against either a Joe Biden re-election campaign or a Kamala Harris election campaign, with the same old tired far left heading towards socialism,
well,
sort of policies and statements.
I'm going to tell everybody again exactly what I told them last night. I'm going to be telling you this every night that I'm on the air, especially during this year, 2021. The time to start making changes is now at the local level. Think nationally, but act locally. Because now Now you must admit that we can never win again without voter ID. We have to have voter ID. That's why we lost the presidency in 2020, in my opinion. Every major country in the world, ladies and gentlemen, has voter ID, except for us. Even Mexico has voter ID with a photo and a thumbprint. And that's how you vote.
Well, sure. And you know, Captain, see, people will try to say, the Democrats, the left will try to say, well, you're disenfranchising people, but actually, you're actually enfranchising people, if that's the correct term to use, because you would have a verification process. And that way, people cannot come in and literally attack our democracy by flooding it with invalid voters.
And mail-in ballots don't lose the election. Voter ID lost it. For example, many of these ballots, they weren't even checking the signature on the envelope, were they?
No. And in fact, they turned it down. Well, from what we understand, they turned down the artificial intelligence on the machines to not recognize them.
Right. And with strict voter ID, you wouldn't be able to cheat by mail or in person. It's all pretty simple. The whole purpose would be to ensure fair elections and election integrity, because we must demand proof of who's voting and to ensure everyone votes only once. Now, dead people wouldn't be able to vote with voter ID.
Right.
Illegal aliens wouldn't be able to vote without voter ID.
That's right.
People that are not registered to vote wouldn't be able to vote without voter ID.
That's right. And, you know, Captain, it can be done. I mean, especially for, you know, big government. My goodness, this sounds like a big government program.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they would not like to have something.
But here's the problem. With Biden and the Democrats in charge, we cannot get it done in the federal level. We need to stop thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never going to get it done in the deep blue states like New York, Illinois, and California. But we can get it done in states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, where in 2020, those were the six states that determined the course of the election. And we know there was all kinds of irregularities there, but because of the laws that were in place, right or wrong, nothing was done about it. And five of those six states have Republican legislatures, so there's no reason why the people listening to me in those states right now couldn't get started at the local level right now this year to get stricter voter ID laws in place.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, a lot of the Democrat officials, both at the federal and state level, will feign this sort of, they just don't want to disenfranchise.
I don't care. We're not worried about them. We're worried about our local elections and the integrity. And if we can start it out at the local level and get it done at the state level, guess what? There's not a constitutional judge anywhere in the country that's not going to allow this to go through.
Well, right. And again, it's the right of the people to do that.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to jump into the New York situation, which has really taken a strange turn. At least 9,000 more people, we found out, were sent to the nursing homes on the order written by Governor Cuomo in New York. They lied. They lied. Somebody needs to go to jail. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On a visit to the National Institutes of Health, President Biden says his administration is buying some 200 million more coronavirus vaccine doses. They're also speeding up the delivery of another 100 million.
We're now on track to have enough supply for 300 million Americans by the end of July. It may not sound like the urgent progress we need, but let's be clear. When I took office just 3 weeks ago, this country did not have a plan or enough vaccines or people to vaccinate Americans.
According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 475,000 people have died from the coronavirus in this country. Globally, it's 2,370,000. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled GEICO.com. Now, you can go over to the website, Geico.com, and if you want to get a rate quote, you can do that. If you want to find out where your local agent is, you can do that, too. But they'll ask you what your zip code is, and then if you've got a car or a truck that you're driving, or maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an ATV or a boat, guess what? They can insure all of the above. So you can get your policy quote over there. And while you're there, if you've got a house and homeowners insurance or renter's insurance, you can also turn around and get a quote for that. Now, if you bundle all of it together, your homeowners in your vehicle or your renters in your vehicle, you'll get a tremendous discount. I've been doing that for over 15 years. So go over to Geico.com, check them out, see what they can do to help you. And believe me when I tell you, you'll be glad you did. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, and good morning to LJ. Good morning to Dee Dee. Good morning to Eric. Good morning to, and that's Eric and Seminole. Good morning to Trucker Eric. And those are the people so far that have been chiming in over here in the chat room. And let's go back here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller on the line, New York, Governor Cuomo, 9,000 more cases were submitted that we weren't told about, and people were transferred back to the nursing homes. Now, atop the New York State,
for Governor Andrew Cuomo, who sat at the table when he had those COVID conferences going on, has come forth and said she had to blow the whistle, she had to tell the truth, because of the fact that the people that were dying, she owed it to them, because the governor was not telling the truth about what was going on. So Governor Cuomo's in big trouble here right now. But the other person who's there and who's been there is Janice Dean, the weather machine from Fox News. She's still haunted by the reality that she and her husband were not able to see her husband's parents before they both died of COVID.
I know. I had heard that, and what a tragedy. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, Cuomo's health commissioner was branded a liar over New York's COVID nursing home controversy report, was branded a liar. And I think Mr. Governor Cuomo up there in New York State is in big trouble right now.
Well, Captain, what the aide it told the New York Post, it was first reported by them, Melissa DeRosa, we understand is her name, she was a secretary to the governor, basically said that, just in a nutshell, I'm just paraphrasing here, they didn't want to tell all the data, all the facts, because they thought it was going to be used against the governor's office.
Yeah.
If there was going to be an investigation, yep. Basically. And so now another senior Cuomo advisor is now trying to place blame on the Trump administration,
yeah.
Saying, oh, it was all politically motivated, et cetera, et cetera. But this is, talk about a smoking gun. This is horrible.
Yeah. And the other thing is, before we go to the caller, the Democrats now have talked about if they can't get President Trump convicted. And by the way, Hillary Clinton said, if the Republicans won't vote to convict Donald Trump, then they're all co-conspirators in this. Well, Hillary, go get a life. Jeez. But anyway, what the Democrats could do is they could invoke the 14th Amendment.
Well, that's right. And the idea, of course, trying to, I think, bar him from,
yep.
From running again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be their goal, and quite frankly, Captain, I think they are actually frightened that President Trump would run again. Although I don't know that that is necessarily likely at this point. I don't know that President Trump.
No, he is not. No, he is not going to run again. I've heard all kinds of things coming from the Melania's side of the aisle. She doesn't want anything to do with the White House again.
Yeah, I can imagine. But again, they are also frightened. They on the Democrat Party elite. They're frightened of what Donald Trump represented in terms of, because look, they're going to be dealing unfortunately with a terrible economy moving forward.
Yep.
They're not going to be able to fix it, and Trumpism is going to come out again.
And another full year of having to wear a mask. People aren't going to be happy about that. Okay, now we'll go to the phone lines, and this is Mike in Clearwater. What's going on?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Captain. We briefly talked about this off and on over the summer. Now, we do need voting reform. We do need voter ID. But the other thing, the other massive undertaking that I think is absolutely, absolutely critical is we need to take back control of and do a major sweeping overhaul of our education system. The liberals have had control of it for decades. You know, Captain, when you told me that situation of what happened when you were going through the McDonald's drive-through,
mm-hmm.
I decided to try it. I was at the mall, and I went to one of the little quick service places there, mm-hmm. and it was a nice young lady. You know, she probably looked like she was either in high school or barely out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked her, I said, by the way, I said, do you know when the United States first got started, the history of our country? And she said, isn't it 1619? And right there, I said to myself, we're in big trouble. So we need to, these teachers unions, they're not for the kids. They're just a big group of liberal thugs who are taking our kids and turning them into, you know, indoctrinated.
Okay.
So I want the professor to comment, since he is a professor and he is in academia, whether it's pre-K or the university level, we've got to take back control of our education system and reform it.
Okay.
What do you think, Kyle?
We'll do
Thanks.
It. All right, thank you. Now, let me start by answering this for you, and then you go from there. Anything regarding education starts at the local level. It starts at the community level, because the communities still need to control what's being taught in the schools. That's my opinion, and I'll let you go from there.
Well, no, I think you're right, Captain. Nothing is more important than local interaction with what your local school
board of education
is doing. Exactly.
It's a local position.
Exactly. But unfortunately, these days you have some kids coming out of school. They don't have a perspective on history. They've memorized a lot of bad things about the United States. If you talk to some young people today and you say, well, you know, the founding fathers said X, Y, and Z, and they may say, yes, they did. But they, of course, they had slaves or this and that, or they really didn't mean that for everybody and this kind of thing, which is really, I mean, it's unfortunate because, yes, there was a cultural norm in the time which I will say the founding fathers set up the system by which those things could be changed and America would move in the right moral direction. And under President Abraham Lincoln, of course, we saw the freeing of the slaves and so on. So, in other words, America can keep moving in the right direction. But the perspective of history and the idea that somehow America is just founded on bad principles is not right. But that's because you've seen a lot of indoctrination going on. And if you're thoughtful, if you're trying to get a good understanding of real history, then you'll get a bad grade or you'll get vilified in front of the other kids.
All right, let's go to the telephone lines here. You want to call her? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa.
60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we had a civil war, okay, so that people can be free. You know what gets me is I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, New York, and for you to have a crusty old white guy or some white governor tell you you can't go to work and put food on the table, I don't understand how you accept that. I don't understand how anybody accepts that in this country. Okay, this is that's the biggest spit in the face I've ever seen in my life. You know, like Joe Biden and your governor tells you can't go to work while they're making $200,000 a year. Everyone should be making what these senators are making. Everyone should be making what these Congress people are making. Ocasio Cortez goes from bartender to $20,000 to $170,000 plus perks, and they're telling you can't go to work, but they can make their paycheck. When are you going to rise up and take back your state? When are you going to get rid of these crooked politicians? You know, I never talked about another state. They are making Wall Street and themselves rich while they're telling you to stay home. Wake up and grow a pair and stand up for your own state and take back your state, take back your government, take back your house, and take back your country, you numbnuts. What's wrong with you people?
Okay.
Joe Biden doesn't give one crap about you, and neither do the Democrats.
Thank you.
Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, thank you. And, you know, the thing of it is, it all starts at the local level. This is the time to do it right now. All kinds of meetings. And, by the way, there's a meeting tonight with the Pasco County Supervisor of Elections, of all people. One of the people you want to get to know and tell them what you think up in Pasco County at the Wesley Chapel Republican Club here north of Tampa, if you want to go check on that. Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia way. Just a tad bit up the highway from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there at everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, this Trucker's Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot in Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there, check them on out, tell them the captain sent you. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, a nice free hot cup of coffee. So there you go. Now we're going to get it started. So hold on to your seats, folks. Here comes Frankenstein. winter group, and that's Frankenstein. And that was a synthesizer board that they were playing there, Kyle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that goes back to 1973.
Yeah.
And the keyboard work that he had on that, Edgar Winter, those early synthesizers, he just used them masterfully. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, he was playing that thing like a guitar. He was wearing it. All right, well, here we go, folks. You got a lot of weather to talk about in that huge wreck yesterday in Texas between Fort Worth and Dallas. That was all because of ice. And we were trying to warn you about the ice. So please, man, when it's icy out there, for God's sake, slow down and don't try to be the highway hero out there. It's not the time to do it. So here we go. A cold Arctic air mass draped across much of the country will continue to aid the development of wintry precipitation from coast to coast. Now, heavy snow and ice will be possible in the Pacific Northwest, while snow and freezing rain once again is going to impact portions of the plains, the south, and the middle Atlantic, with record low temperatures possible all through the weekend, all the way down into, are you ready, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
Wow.
All right, go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out here in the west tonight, we do have a high wind watch. This is going to be near the Barstow area. If you're coming along I-40 or coming along through I-15, heading east from Las Vegas, you're going to get into the high winds near Barstow. That's going to continue on through the Edwards Air Force Base area. And down a little bit south of this high wind, you've got Cajon Pass. Right now, they're clocking in about 55 degrees, but it is raining there tonight. Should clear up into the daytime, but be careful because of the roads being slick there. We also have winter weather advisory heading up through the Yosemite National Park area. This is going to head on up towards Reno, Carson City. But, Captain, we've also got some dense fog tonight. This is going to be in the Medford, Oregon area, mm-hmm. also in the Grants Pass, Oregon area as well. So be careful coming up Interstate 5 there. Winter weather advisory all through the state there. Also, right now in Portland, looks like they're registering some snowfall right now at 29 degrees. Seattle looks clear right now, but we do have winter storm warnings all through the Washington, northern Washington area.
All the way up the Hood Valley to Cabbage, and it looks like as if you're going to be hanging iron going over Cabbage again.
Exactly, because we've got
I-84, a lot of snow. I-84, by the way, going through the mountains tonight, headed up over the top down towards Boise. I-84 is going to be an adventure.
No kidding. Yeah, we see all the winter weather through there as well. Up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it's 8 degrees, and that, of course, means it's going to be a little bit interesting, of course, going over 4th of July Pass. They're registering icy patches on the road with some new snow accumulation in the mix as well. Wind chill warnings are all throughout northern Montana. Wind chill advisories through the southern part of Montana tonight. The list goes on down into Wyoming, of course. Winter weather advisory, winter storm warnings, and then winter storm warning near Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, folks, here we go. North Dakota, frigid conditions. The entire state of North Dakota, the northwestern corner of Minnesota, wind chills around 45 to 55 below zero. Actual temperatures well below zero. When it gets below zero, the wind's blowing. You don't even want to know. All right. South Dakota, Rapid City coming into South Dakota along I-90. Very bitterly cold wind chill conditions there. Heavy, hardcore record temperatures all the way through South Dakota down into Nebraska. You've got snow tonight coming out of I-80 on Nebraska all the way to just about Omaha, and then in the southern part of Nebraska, you've got snow over into the southwestern corner of Iowa, snow down into the northern part of Kansas. You've got bitterly cold freezing temperatures across Minnesota, across the northern part of Wisconsin, the upper peninsula of Michigan, all of Iowa, most of Missouri, all of Kansas, the central and eastern part of Oklahoma, down towards the northern part of Texas. You've got snow, a general snow south of South of Oklahoma City on I-35 south, all the way down to the Metroplex. Again, what was icy last night is going to be slipperier tonight because you're going to get a dusting of snow through there. On top of that ice, it's going to make it miserable all the way across I-20, all the way across I-10 to San Antonio. We've even got snow being reported in Austin, Texas tonight. Now, I-20, the snow is going to take you across I-20 northern part of Louisiana tonight. And then north of, let's see here, north of in Mississippi, north of Jackson, going up 55 towards Memphis, Tennessee, snow up in that area, all the way to the Kentucky line, slippy conditions and slippy roads reported, I-40, I-55, I-59, I-57, going further north, I-64, western part of Kentucky. We've also got snow in the mountains of West Virginia, halfway across West Virginia, I-64. And then over in Virginia tonight, you are going to get snow all the way over towards Richmond and on down to the North Carolina line, the mountains of North Carolina, snow there tonight. Now, South Carolina, coming up out of Georgia, I-95, heavy, dense fog all the way to Fayetteville, North Carolina, from the about Brunswick, Georgia. Now, we do have fog on the western side of Florida tonight, patchy fog, pretty much close to the water. So around the Tampa Bay area, it'll be kind of hit or miss going up 75 till you get up around Wildwood. Then you should be out of it. But if you're going to hang towards the water and go towards Tallahassee or Pensacola, you're going to be in and out of it all the way there. Also, there's some dense fog reported along New Orleans, again, right along the water. So that's where we're at with all of that. And also, I need to tell you about the bitterly cold, freezing wind chill factors, and zero, but way down below zero again. Upper Maine, upper New Hampshire, upper Vermont, upper New York State, all across the Adirondacks. So it's just doggone cold up in the north. And don't forget, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch and this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, tell them that the captain sent you, and you'll wind up getting yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, join the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies you get in the trucker store. Get points for you. Use them just like dollars for discounts, or you can use them in the Drivers Club, website they have there to get great things that they've got there. And by the way, those cups they've got, there's nice cups are really pretty fancy there too, Kyle.
Well, they sure are. And when you're trying that that free cup of coffee, you might also find yourself next to an Arby's, maybe a Denny's. How about a Subway or a Pizza Hut, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or a Cinnabon? Yep. So, again, you can drive right in, and they'll have something that you'll like.
Yep, and I got me a Tervis tumbler right here that came from there. It's right here in front of me, and I'll tell you what, I love that cup because it's bigger than the ones that you usually get, so I could definitely fill that one up. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We'll be back with hour number two. So, caller, if you want to hang on there, I'll be right to you in a second here. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the country and around the world, too. Last night, the night before, 27 different countries were registered. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.